Hey everyone, Logan Cruz here, and welcome back to the Daily Stoic Blueprint. Today, we're tackling a topic that's been swelling around in everyone's minds lately: how to prioritize your own needs during times of crisis. You know those moments, right? When everything feels like it's spiraling out of control, and it's easy to get swept up in the chaos. Ever feel like you're constantly putting other people's needs first, even when you're stretched thin yourself? It's a classic human dilemma. We're wired to help others, but sometimes we forget that taking care of ourselves is just as crucial, maybe even more so during tough times. Think about it like this. Imagine trying to build a strong house on shaky ground. It's not going to stand for long, right? Similarly, if you're depleted and neglecting your own needs, you can't effectively support yourself or anyone else when the chips are down. So, how do we strike that balance? How do we prioritize our own well-being without feeling guilty or selfish? Let me share 5 key takeaways to help you navigate this tricky terrain. First off, clarify your values. What truly matters to you? What principles guide your decisions and actions? When things get chaotic, it's easy to lose sight of what's important. By consciously reminding yourself of your core values, you can make choices that align with who you are and what you stand for. Next, set healthy boundaries. This isn't about being uncaring or shutting people out. It's about protecting your energy and time. Learn to say no gracefully when needed, delegate tasks where possible, and carve out space for self-care even amidst the whirlwind. Remember, you are not responsible for fixing everyone else's problems. This is a tough one, I know. We often want to jump in and help whenever someone's struggling. But remember, you have limited resources, emotional, mental, and physical. Focus your energy on what you can genuinely influence and let go of what's beyond your control. Practice mindfulness. In the midst of a crisis, it's easy to get caught up in anxieties about the future or regrets about the past. But by focusing on the present moment, taking deep breaths, noticing your surroundings, and grounding yourself in the here and now, you can create a sense of calm amidst the storm. Finally, remember that you are resilient. You've overcome challenges before, and you have the strength to navigate this too. Don't underestimate your own capacity to adapt and grow. Be kind to yourself, celebrate small victories, and know that you are not alone in this journey. Now let me paint you a picture. Imagine a friend who's going through a really tough breakup. They're calling you constantly, wanting to vent, needing support, and feeling overwhelmed. You care about them deeply, and you want to be there for them. But if you're already stressed from your own work deadlines and family commitments, taking on their emotional baggage could push you over the edge. Here's where those 5 key takeaways come into play. You can still be a supportive friend without sacrificing your own well-being. You can offer a listening ear, validate their feelings, and share words of encouragement, but set boundaries by limiting the time you spend on the phone or suggest they connect with other supportive friends or family members too. Remember, taking care of yourself allows you to show up as your best self for others in the long run. So there you have it. 5 powerful strategies to prioritize your own needs during times of crisis. Remember, taking care of yourself isn't selfish, it's essential. When you're strong and grounded, you can better support those around you and navigate life's challenges with grace and resilience. Now, I want to hear from you. What are some practical ways you prioritize your own needs during stressful times? Share your thoughts in the comments below. Let's keep this conversation going. And don't forget to subscribe to the Daily Stoic Blueprint for more insights and inspiration on your journey to living a more intentional and fulfilling life. Until next time, stay strong, stay grounded, and remember, you've got this.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.